flooding. The government has warned the residents of Garissa, Tana River and Lamu counties to be on the lookout for a flooding along the banks of River Tana following reports that the Seven Forks dams will fill up. The largest of the reservoirs, Masinga, started spilling over after water reached its high water mark of 1056.50 meters above sea level. The last dam in the cascade, Kiambere, is expected to fill up and spill over in the next 4 to 6 days if the inflows continue at the current 328 cubic meters per second. A high-powered government team that included Interior and National Administration PS Raymond Omolo, Energy PS Alex Wachira, Kengen MD Peter Njenga and Garissa MP Dikal Muhammad Burrow assessed the status of the dams and instructed members of the National Administration in downstream counties of Garissa, Tana River and Lamu to start sensitizing residents to expect enhanced flooding and move to higher grounds. Mr. Omolo said the National Disaster Response Command ENTA has been operationalized and will be moving in to help affected communities. We are looking at what they need and together with multi-agency in the counties we shall be moving to mitigate against the effects of the flooding and prevent loss of lives. Mr. Wachira said in the long term they are taking measures to prevent flooding in future. He said they'll be inviting bids in January for raising the Masinga Dam spillway by 1.5 meters while the proposed construction of the Grand Falls Dam and will be done on a private-public partnership when the studies are complete. He said when complete the dam will not only help flood control, but will increase power generation by 461 to 561 megawatts. Garissa MP Dikal Muhammad Burrow said flooding has been frustrating farmers in Garissa and Tana River and said the proposed enlarging of Masinga and the construction of the Grand Falls Dam will be a big relief to the farmers who have in the past been frustrated by flooding.